We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast, brought to you by SoRare. Are you looking for NFTs that are both fun and have actual utility? Try SoRare, the largest NFT-based fantasy game. You can collect, trade, and compete with officially licensed digital cards of soccer players from over 180 clubs on SoRare. That's SoRare.com. I am Adam Zadroik, soccer editor of RotoWire, and I'm joined by Luis Pacheco to talk about Tuesday's Champions League slate at DraftKings. So if you missed last week's Premier League show, I will be taking over for goalkeeper savant Andrew Laird. I know it's disappointing for some people, but I'll try my best to keep up with his goalkeeper picks. I don't know if I was good enough this past weekend, because I think we all liked Zach Steffen against Burnley, but you know, that's the Premier League. But Luis, this is our first show together.
I feel you are Memphis Depay, and I just talked to Messi. I mean, like, not because Andrew is Messi or you are Memphis, but the thing is, like, you know, I've been used to seeing Andrew here for years. Mm-hmm. And now he's gone. I mean, for whatever, hopefully he's better. But it's like, oh, Messi's gone for Barcelona. Life moves on, so... Andrew, yeah. RotoWire, I got Adam too, so it's nice to talk to you now. Actually, it's kind of like DraftKings gave us a really soft pricing, so it's gonna be interesting. I think we're gonna see a lot of different lineups, and don't worry, we're gonna jinx the goalkeeper. We're gonna say, yeah, it's just a matter of reality. So
yeah, when I originally looked at the slate, I was like, oh, this looks pretty easy here. I'm just going to plug in, you know, Messi, Neymar. They're both underpriced a little bit. And then the news comes out this morning, Neymar, he's actually out. So that's not going to be as easy as that. And then I started looking a little more, and, well, Inter, they're actually the biggest favorite on the slate. So that adds a little something else to it. And then I'll pull it up on the screen here, but that Dortmund Ajax match has the highest over under. So you always have that potential for that match just to go off 4-2, 4-3 kind of thing. So that always, it's just going to be a classic Champions League slate. That's kind of what it comes down to.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, it's the biggest favorite, Inter, obviously, against Tiraspol. Same last week when, well, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, when Real Madrid was a big favorite and Tiraspol take them. So, you know, it's a matter, but they still got some fantasy points. The problem is that Inter now is kind of like the highest priced team, you know, relative to performance, right? So people are going to have to make some decisions in the case that, do you want to play Edin Dzeko at almost 9,000 or go with Mbappe at 9.1? So I feel that, you know, decisions are, I mean, it's going to be tough because, I mean, it's hard to trust Inter after coming for a really bad game against Lazio this weekend. And also Inter has a problem that you know, Checo has been playing everything, but he plays also with Bosnia. I mean, he's 35, I think 35, 36. And the South American guys, same with Messi. I mean, it feels that for the first part of the season, they're always gone. Like, they come play a couple of games, they go to Latin America, they run around Latin America, and then they come back, they don't play. And then it's like, you don't know what you're going to get of Lautaro or Joaquin Correa in this case. So a lot of question marks for Inter for the price. You know, I think that they might be popular, but they're not going to be. I mean, you can use them as leverage if you want to, because I feel that people rather play maybe Haaland or maybe Mbappe, even Messi, I think, over Inter guys. Like Lautaro is like 7.6, Correa 7.5, Dzeko, which is the one that is scoring the most, is 8.7. So it's a tough decision because, as we saw with Benzema last week, if they don't score, I mean, Benzema had a goal with a PK that kind of bailed him out, but it was a tough call. So,
yeah, I think. Well, I guess if we're just looking at forwards here, is the general consensus you think Messi is just going to be super high?
I think Mbappe is going to be higher than Messi. It pains me to say this. It's just a matter of. I mean, we haven't seen Messi with PSG enough to make an argument of his performance, right? And it's like kind of like the only games we have seen Messi play, he was subbed out early. Last in the Champions League, he wasn't that bad, but he's like a average like 9 points, very pedestrian. I feel that Mbappe might be a little bit higher on than Messi, but okay. You know, If I have to pick between Dzeko and Messi, I think I'm going to go Messi.
Okay. I was hoping you weren't going to say Dzeko there. Then we'd have to have a conversation.
Hard to trust Dzeko, you know? It's just hard.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess I was just looking at – so Messi, so all his games with PSG this season, they've been with Neymar and Di Maria. So with this one, he's actually – I mean, the thought is he'll probably be on all of the sets or splitting with Mbappe. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple games before the break there, it was Messi and Neymar that were splitting the sets, and Mbappe wasn't even taking any. So it'll probably be those two guys. I guess, I don't know, I still think Messi will just be more popular, kind of just based on, you know, name recognition alone. People are going to look at that game log against Man City. They'll see that goal. They'll probably just plug him in right there.
No, totally. I agree. I mean, I think probably Messi definitely might be one of the highest on the forwards, but it's a weird season, we'll say. So we'll see what happens. I mean, it's not like if you tell me I'd rather play Haaland at 10,000, I think it's too much. Benzema at 10,000, I think it's too high. I'd rather go with Messi. But, you know, they both have been better, especially from the upside than what you think. So I can't blame you for that. I think of the top forwards, I mean, Messi probably is the easiest choice for price. Messi and Mbappe, I think, are probably the top to me. Then, you know, it's like, I mean, it's just hard to trust the other names. Like, for example, you know, you have Sebastian Haller, which has been great, but now they play against Dortmund. So, you know, you expect his performance to dip down, especially at those prices. Tadic is quite expensive for, even though he has sets and everything, it's a little bit expensive against Dortmund. But is they, as you mentioned before, they higher over under. So maybe there are some shares there, but, we're talking about cash. I feel Messi and Mbappe is going to be pretty popular. What do you think?
Yeah, I think just leaning on PSG as a favorite, like, you got to think that just Leipzig in the situation, they need points. You got to feel like they're going to be pushing. I don't think they're going to be – they're already not a team that's going to be sitting back anyway. That's just not how they play. And then they're already sitting bottom of the Group A here. And, like, they're not – they can't accept another loss. So I think they're just going to be pushing, and that's even going to open up more counters for Mbappe and Messi and that kind of thing.
Agreed.
But yeah, I think you either look at, those PSG guys, or even Inter to an extent, or if you want to just completely go with that Dortmund Ajax match, thinking it's going to be a ton of goals, and then, I mean, then you can look at just looking at, you know, some 2v2s between those guys. I mean, even then, you're still like, you're spending up on Haaland and Haller, and you know those guys are already super expensive, so that's going to just destroy the rest of your lineup. But
yeah, I'm with you. I think that, you know, obviously it's fantasy, and for GPP you can play whoever you want, right? But if you try to be rational, I mean, I can see, you know, for cash purposes, hey, let's go with Messi. As you mentioned, you know, no Neymar, no Di Maria. He probably has set pieces, and is Jesse March at Leipzig is a decent team, but it's not. I mean, it's not a team you say, well, I'm not going to play Messi against Guardiola or Angelino, or I'm not going to play Mbappe against Klosterman. I mean, it's Leipzig is decent, but it's not. I mean, it's not scary enough. I mean,
they just lost to Bruges, so.
Exactly, and Manchester City put like some goals on them. So, you know, I feel that also, you know, the high pressure or the high tempo might help them, might help Mbappe, and definitely will help Messi, I think. Mm-hmm. For the rest of guys, hey, you know, roll a dice, pick the one you want. I think if you want to, you know, if there is for value per dollar, is on the Milan-Porto game. I think the forward... cheap. Milan has a really bad game against, I want to say Hellas Verona. Verona. They have Teo Hernandez is out with COVID, Brahim Diaz, both of them are out with COVID. So they have to play a different lineup because those were the two best performers. And also Maignan is gone. Well, he's injured. So it's a big difference having Maignan or having Tatarusciano. Tatarusciano is a 37-year-old goalkeeper. Then you sign another 37-year-old goalkeeper, Antonio Mirante, to be the replacement, probably the starter. So you have potentially Olivier Giroud at 5,000, not a bad play. Rafael Leao or Leon, if you say in Portuguese, is good. I really like Luis Diaz. I always like Luis Diaz. Andrew Lair would make fun of me. But you have a guy that, you know, is rested. He didn't play this weekend. And I think, how much is Luis Diaz? I didn't see him here. But 4.9. So you have some decent prices down there. You know, like, for, as usual, I'm not going to touch the Atletico Liverpool match. I think playing an Atletico is going to be tough for, you know, paying for Salah, paying for Mané, Jota, Firmino, decent prices, but mostly a GPP play. I will never play any Atletico guy because you don't know who's going to play and who they're going to play. So, and especially against Liverpool. So Liverpool got Virgil van Dijk back, and it's again the dominant team. So I will skip that game for good. So yeah, I don't know what else. I mean, like,
pretty much it for just the low range. I don't know. It kind of makes the most sense just going with that. Porto are already a stronger team playing at home, and then you combine that with all the issues with AC Milan. I think that helps. And I mean, some people, you know, they're checking the game logs and everything, but Porto, their last two matches are Liverpool and Atletico. So it's not like they had a ton of opportunities there to rack up numbers. So like you said, I mean, 4.9k for Luis Diaz, and like, if you're spending on these other guys, which you probably are, like, that's a pretty good deal right there, I'd say.
I think
even
so too.
If it's a low scoring game, like, there's going to be some chances, maybe there's not a ton, but you know, if you're getting 8 points out of Diaz, like, that's fine.
Yeah, somebody needs to win. Milan lost at home against Atletico. Porto lost at home against Liverpool. Porto has a point that they took from Spain. But, you know, if they want to fight for that, you know, second position, I mean, it seems Liverpool is going to win it all. Then Atletico have like an advantage because of the victory of Milan. But, you know, Porto, if they win Milan, they might, you know, they might just need to beat Atletico in Portugal to get second. So I think Porto needs to push. And Milan can defend pretty well. I mean, I just saw a game against a pretty average Hellas Verona. They got two goals pretty early. So, you know, that's
they've been good defensively all year, it seems like.
If I were a gambling man, which I am, I would put the over on that game. I think, the implied total is what, 2.7? I mean, yeah, it's fairly pretty... 2.5, over 2.5 seems potential. So you have a 2-1 game. If you get the right goals, you're good.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that happening just with how all these Milan games are going. Just looking through their game log here, their last four games have had at least three goals scored in them, and that includes against, you know, that last match against Atletico. So, you know, if they're having three goals against Atletico, you got to think they can have that many against a team like Porto. So,
yeah, and that where with Magnan, which was one much, much better goalie than Tatarusano, not because Tatarusano is bad, but Tatarusano has years without being a starting goalie. So,
right.
I think he's 37. I mean, might be over 35, but I don't know. Hopefully he's fine. You know, I'm not going to pick him. So since I'm not going to pick him, he's going to be awesome. So, you know.
10 saves, win, 1-0 win.
Anyone else on forward? I think we're good.
Yeah, I think so. Midfield, I guess it's kind of, if you want to, you don't really, there's not ton to spend on here. It's all, you know, the midfielder / forward. But I guess the guys that stand out, you got Toni Kroos, he's 6,500, and then Çalhanoğlu at 7,600. So you got two of the bigger favorites, two set piece takers. Do you have a preference of either one of those guys?
I like Çalhanoğlu better just because they are home and he has, you know, more upside for set pieces. I feel Sheriff Tiraspol sits lower back than Shakhtar, and Inter being at home and needing a win with goals, making a better play. I think Toni Kroos is more lower midfield, so he has less upside in shots. He doesn't take penalty kicks. I think he might be taking penalty kicks in Inter.
Yeah, Kroos probably isn't even 100% yet, so.
After that, too.
Yeah.
I prefer Hakan, but you have to pay a little bit more, too. So, yeah. Those are the two safest choices at midfielder. If they start, if Hakan doesn't start well, you have Federico Di Marco more or less at the same price, which is midfielder in this system. So, I think like Szoboszlai or Barella. I mean, Barella is most like an upside play for 6,000. I mean, for cash, I feel that, you know, you're better off playing Julian Brand if he starts. He's taking some set pieces with Marco Reus, and that game has a high total. How much is Brand? Let me see. I think it's like 5,000 something. Yeah, Julian Brand is 5,000. I mean, still at that price. Then we go again to, I mean, there is Forsberg in Leipzig. He's taking some set pieces. His Szoboszlai doesn't play, which is Szoboszlai 6,000, I think. Yeah. I don't like Szoboszlai because he gets subbed a lot. So, and if he doesn't start, Forsberg at 4.8 is decent play. But again, if I have to make opportunity calls, I mean, you have Kroos, which is better matchup, more, you know, safer floor. Then why don't you just go to Porto and Inter? I mean, you have Oliveira, he stars, you have Otavio, you have in Inter, in Milan, you have Bennacer at 3,000. He comes from a monster game. I'm not sure if Tonali is going to play. I think Tonali is going to play, but Bennacer kind of share pieces. Set pieces since Brahim Diaz is not there. You have, I think, Corona, Tecatito Corona is 3.8. You have a guy then, you know, should be good, even without set pieces now that Sergio Oliveira is going to start. I mean, he doesn't. There is Otavio 4,000, right? Otavio's 4,000, yeah.
So yeah, Otavio, it seems like So you got all these expensive forwards. It seems like, you know, outside of Çalhanoğlu, you got a pretty decent amount of just cheaper midfielders that are probably pretty viable in cash games.
I agree. I think so. So you have a bunch of guys. I mean, on the Milan side, Bennacer, sales as makers, not bad play. I would say Tonali is a little bit expensive. Krunic is, for upside, not bad. I like Luis Diaz. I like Corona.
Like Verratti's even 4,700. Like, he hasn't been that great this season, but he's still someone, you know, who can produce. And, you know, he may be on, I guess maybe he won't be on a set piece with Messi in the team, but he's someone who still, you know, he just gets forward just with the way he plays, even if, you know, PSG run a 4-3-3.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I like those. And if you have, you know, we can definitely – and the defenders are mostly cheap besides TAA. So, I think for cash, definitely you can do Çalhanoğlu and Cruz. And then if you want to be a little bit different, depending on how much you spend, that's what I feel the lineups are – even the cash lineups are going to be very different. It depends of, you know, you might rather go with upside and play Benzema and Haaland, and then you can play a couple of cheap midfielders, or you can play Messi, Mbappe, Hakan, Cruz, and then, you know, your lineup, it takes you to, you know, Cherif Tiraspol goalkeeper, which is going to be my goalkeeper, you know, just giving a spoiler. Already. And the defenders, I mean, some of them are, you know, I saw a bunch of fullbacks priced between 3 and 4, 3 and 5, and you can plug and play whoever you want, so.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Yeah, I guess if we're talking, going back to that Çalhanoğlu against Cruz question, so I pulled up the stats from Real Madrid, their loss against Tiraspol. I mean, so obviously some of this is game script because, you know, they're losing for a time there, but they had 31 shots and 13 corners in that match. Yeah. So just thinking of that, even if you know, Inter only score once or twice, but, you know, they could still get, you know, 10 shots on target for, you know, your goalkeeper play there. They could still get all these corners for Çalhanoğlu. Yeah. So
Totally. Yeah. Like Shomakis, what is his name? Athanasiadis, whatever. Sorry, Greek people or people from. Yeah. I mean, yeah, he had 10 saves against Real Madrid. So, and the game before at home against Shakhtar, it was like 3 saves, but they won. So, you know, I mean, you see the logs of this goalie, and he's like, oh, I'm talking about Messi? No, he's double digits every game. So, you know, this is the time. Can we jinx it? We probably could, but we'll see.
Tiraspol has just been, I don't know. Do you think at some point they're just going to, you know, revert to just who they are as a team instead of winning all these games somehow, some way, just finding these goals? Is at some point, is this they're going to, you know, start losing 4-0 or something?
I don't know. I mean, I'm just going to say, I mean, it's a feel-good story for the people like me that don't like the close European leagues and, you know, every year seeing Real Madrid and Barcelona and PSG getting the best players. And the so is a, I mean they play really hard. I mean they know what they are, and it's amazing. Like I mean they play with a very low block and they are very fast in attack. There is this fullback on the left, Cristiano, which looks pretty good. I'm surprised that he stays in Moldova after December. I think some of these guys are gonna get scouted pretty hard. I mean the center back, the Peruvian center back, is decent too. And the goalkeeper is decent. Arboleda, I think is his name. Yeah, Daniel Arboleda is decent. There's Sebastian Thiel, the Luxembourg guy. He used to play in the European League. So, I mean, so far they know where they're playing and they just hard to beat. So, I mean, do I think Real Madrid is better than Inter? I think they are. I mean, in paper, they were. They beat Inter at home and they couldn't score. I mean, they were couldn't score and Sheriff just go forward. They have these Adama Traore, you know, one more.
I mean, the fifth one.
John Smith of Central Africa, I guess. And you know, they cross to the box and the guy goes there. And, you know, they know where they're playing. So they're dangerous. I feel that it's like every other team. Like, they might concede 4 or maybe, you know, maybe Inter scores with the first shot on target and then just go back. Say, you know, now we're not going to attack anymore. Just come back. You know, with something Atletico will do. It's like, hey, we're already winning. We don't have to attack. Now you have to come to us. In that case, you know, you are in trouble. But, you know, goalkeepers are goalkeepers. And if you can get the cheaper goalkeeper with a history of double-digit points, I mean.
Might as well.
I mean, and besides that, I mean, which other goalkeeper are you willing to take? Like, oh, let's say I have money to take Handanovic. I mean, that didn't work out for Courtois last week. Last late, they lost. And then Atletico Liverpool, I mean, yes and no. I mean, I just feel like every other goalie is, if you don't take Handanovic, every other goalie can have a -3, -5, -10, you know. So if you're going to be that, just give me the guy with the upside, which is the Sheriff Tiraspol guy. So.
Yeah, even Handanovic, like, I don't know. I don't think I'm gonna find a way to even play him. Like, sure, you're playing for the win and clean sheet and everything, but he's gonna get 3 shots, and you know he could allow 2 goals from those. I mean, we just, like you said, we just saw that, and it's the same even with Alisson Becker for Liverpool. Like, he's not gonna get a ton of opportunities against Atletico, and I don't know if, you know, these guys are worth spending up on, because I mean, you're 5,900 and Donich is the big money guy. Alisson is still 5,200, and still I don't feel overly safe about that, because Atletico, they're not the most consistent team, I guess you could say, but you know, Luis Suarez is always possible to put one in at any point. So,
and we have seen this movie. I mean, they just play a couple of years ago. I mean, there was not much production for anyone. I mean, you have TAA at home with like 15, 16 crosses, which makes total sense. But are you going to pay $8,000 for Trent Alexander-Arnold, or rather pay 7.6 for Calhanoglu, right? Or Çalhanoğlu, right? I don't know why I can't pronounce that name today. But Hakan is 7.6 and TAA is 8.1, so it's just hard. It's just hard to play Yeah, at that price, when you have replacement value players and can give you more or less the same performance he's going to give you for less. At least I can have the upside of a goal and against a minnow. So,
yeah, TAA just seems kind of extreme here. I don't know, 8,100. Like they just recently, DraftKings started recently, you know, pushing these defenders up into these high prices. And now even in like a tougher matchup, TAA, this is probably the most he's ever been. He was 8,000 last match against AC Milan, and that was at home. So now he's more expensive, except he's playing at Atletico. So, I mean, sure, he could have 15 crosses again because that's always in play, but you're also paying for it. You need those 15 crosses, basically.
Yeah, I don't think – yeah, definitely. It's just tough. I think – and then you can – you know, let's talk about defenders, right? Like, I mean, I mean, definitely TAA, obviously, high upside, set pieces, you know, Atletico, not the Atletico of before. I mean, is they going to sit back even at home? He might get opportunities. But, you know, you can get like, for example, my favorite guy is Nuno Mendes at 4.5. Like, I think as PSG left back, and he was amazing with Sporting. He used to play some set pieces, and he scored – I mean, I watched the game. He looks good against Manchester City. He scored 7 points. And you got to think that he is the left back on Neymar's side. So Neymar never comes to defend. So usually you don't like the guy that is helping Neymar because Neymar doesn't help him. So he has to stay back like a regular Liga MX or MLS fullback. They stay back. But this guy still went up and got 7 points. Now Neymar is not playing. They play at home, and there's not a credible threat on his side. You say, well, there is a big winger, a fast, speedy winger that he have to take care of. I mean, on this side, you guys fourth person time, and Kunku plays all over the field. Paulsen is not a fast guy. He's just a target man. So it feels that, you know, he has opportunity to run, and he has opportunity to cross. For 4.5, you have a guy that scores 7 points against Man City in a loss. Just give it to me.
I think you sold me.
Yeah. That's my favorite guy.
I saw the 4,500, and I kind of passed on that on first look. But, no, that's definitely a good point of, you know, how he played against Manchester City then without Neymar. I think that's a good enough reason just to plug him in there. I mean, what do you think on the other side with Angelino at 5,000 there?
I don't mind Angelino, but I don't think – I mean, I think he at that price he's fair, but I'm not sure he's going to play. Jesse Marsh is not playing him. He's usually playing – well, they have it in there. He's usually playing Guardiola as the left back. But if Angelino plays at 5,000, he's decent. I mean, I think Angelino is always decent. So especially – I mean, this PSG team is without Neymar. It's kind of odd. Like, I mean, they have Mauro Icardi there. I'm not sure Icardi is going to play. So I like Angelino. I think for 5,000, he might be a decent play. I'm not sure if he's going to play, but I will plug it in if you have the salary. I like Nuno Mendes better, even though without set pieces, but think so. Then, I mean, I don't know what else is around. It's like Guerrero is not taking set pieces. Oh, Guerrero is out, so I don't know who's going to be left back for Dortmund. Nico Schultz.
Yeah, Nico Schultz. So we don't want to play him.
It's just a center back.
Yeah.
To play those guys, I'd rather go with Wendell. It's not bad for 3.5. Again, we go to the Porto game. Wendell is not bad. Or there's Diogo. Well, Diogo is 3.9, so it might be a little bit expensive.
Sanusi, he's 4,000.
Yeah, I think. I mean, if you get those, I mean, Trippier is 4,000. I won't play him. What else we got? I heard maybe Mendy is going to start 3.4. You can give it a chance to Mendy, Ferland Mendy in Real Madrid. I think Wendell is not bad. Cristiano, I mean, it's just asking for trouble, but he looks good. I'm not telling you to play a defender on a very, very underdog, especially not if you've under 3,000, it will be easier. But at 3.7, his card, but Cristiano is not a bad play, I think. What else we have? Joao Mario, 3.9. Obviously,
So if you use Çalhanoğlu, do you have any interest in, you know, they're a little expensive, just these inner center backs here, like De Vrij, 3,200, Skriniar, 3,800, Bastoni somewhere on here, Bastoni, 4,000, a bit expensive. But looking at the goal odds here, Bastoni, extremely high, plus 460 to score a goal, which is pretty ridiculous for a center back. But, you know, if Inter get all these set pieces, these guys could have chances. You know, if they get these 13 corners at Real Madrid head, there's a chance if you want to. Obviously, this is only for GPP purposes, but you're probably not going to spend 4,000 on Bastoni in a cash game. But
so Denzel Dumfries is not a defender. This is amazing.
Yeah, and 5,000 midfield only. And then I looked at his game logs. It's just he hasn't really done a ton. I think it was the Euros that I was playing him a bunch, but it's just not like he's just not getting, you know, the crosses, or he's maybe not getting his forward or something playing for Inter. But maybe it's just the team struggles overall. But yeah, playing as a midfielder only at 5,000, kind of tough to use him right there.
Yeah. I mean, I understand using a center back, but at those prices, I mean, God, it's like it's tough because I'd rather, you know, there's Thomas Meunier at 4.2, which, you know, he's hit or miss. There's Nacho, which is going to play right back, potentially Nacho Real Madrid. Trippier is not bad. So the fullbacks, who is going to be their fullback in Milan? It's going to be Calabria, I guess Kulu, right? Or Kulu, I forgot. Kalulu, sorry.
Yeah,
He's definitely a burner, a crosser too. So for 4.2, not bad. I just hate to go to the Port of Milan for that many players, but it seems that, you know, Sanusi is not bad either for the price. They have Sanusi instead of Wendell there. So
Sanusi. You did take the over in that match, so, you know, might as well go all in.
Why not, right? Yeah, I don't know. I think like, I mean, for me, I like Nuno Mendes as an anchor, and then, you know, pick a guy that you can feed your salary in with the rest of you guys. So
I guess we didn't really mention Robertson at 5,700, a lot cheaper than TAA. I mean, that's a pretty decent pivot if you want just a piece of Liverpool.
I don't mind Robinson. I would maybe potentially use one of the Real Madrid fullbacks, whoever it is. I mean, it's just it's becoming a little bit cloudy with Alaba playing center back or fullback, and he also takes some set pieces. So, you know, Alaba is a little bit he's injured. Well, he's questionable, but I mean, they have Fernand Mendy.
Yeah. Real Madrid have like 20 injuries right now. So obviously when lineups come out, you'll see who's starting at fullback there. But I think the current thought is Nacho at right back, and then Mendy, I guess he's going to come back and he'll be at left back.
I think
Mendy, what, he hasn't played all season. So I guess that's something else to consider. He might not be a guy to go 90, but I don't know how much he's been training over the break here.
And that's a problem, right? Fernand Mendy hasn't played all season. Nacho is a center back, he's a utility guy. So he can be good or not. I feel that maybe Lucas Vázquez is going to be the right back. Then Ismaili seems pricey. Dodo might be a little bit pricey. So, God, I mean, Hakimi seems pricey. But he sometimes does well. Hakimi and Meunier are very similar to me. I mean, Inter not having fullbacks because, you know, whatever is Opta or DraftKings doing, I just don't know. I mean, I just do not understand the positioning of the player sometimes. It's just a matter of
he'll be a defender next week or in 2 weeks, so they'll figure it out.
I guess.
And then
so,
someone else will be a midfielder only. So
Yeah, so again, so, you know, I feel like a dollar value for cash is probably Kalulu or is not bad, or how much is Sanusi? I think Sanusi is 3.5 or Wendell is
4,000.
Sanusi is a little expensive, so, man. So anything on under 4 for those guys, good. Kalulu seems decent. I'm not sure he's going to play full match, but you know, Calabria, another guy that can give you 6-7 points. I don't know. I feel that, as I said before, is that it's going to be hard to come up with a cash lineup if you want to. I mean, it feels that Cruz and Çalhanoğlu are going to be fixed. Then the forwards, you know, I'd rather go PSG. Then defenders, whatever you want, and utility, whoever you can afford, right? So.
Yeah, I don't even know what the. I guess maybe there is a build if you want TAA, maybe, I don't know, I guess throw TAA in there with Salah and then go super cheap at midfield. I guess you could find a way to get TAA in there, but there's not a ton, though. I mean, then you're missing out on a lot of things. So I don't know if those 15 crosses are going to be worth it.
Yeah, TAA, same TAA. So you're probably going to have to say bye to Messi, probably Cruz or Hakan for, you know, for guys like Corona or Otavio. So, you know, it's a big step down for a potential upside. I just don't see it, at least for cash. So, yeah, you can
probably punting at your other defender too.
Yeah. I'd rather pay a, you know, in fact, like if you want to play for TAA, just you think about it. I can pay for Lautaro. You know, I feel Lautaro has more upside than TAA this match. I mean, and it's even cheaper. So I don't know. I feel that those prices with the defenders kind of odd.
Could you try again?
Sorry.
No, we can't. It's almost like. So how popular do you think these inner guys are going to be in GPPs? Like, they are the biggest favorite, but it's almost like we're kind of, you know, we haven't really, you know, we mentioned Dzeko and Lautaro, but, and they have the second and third highest goal odds, but I don't know. It's almost like you have these other guys. You got the high scoring Ajax Dortmund match. You got Messi. You got Benzema. It's just, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see just how many people, you know, are gonna take a ride with these inner guys. I mean, from just a numbers perspective, like they make the most sense, like just per their goal odds.
Yeah, I mean, you can do let's do a correlated all Inter. So you got Dzeko and you got Lautaro. Then you got Hakan, right? So then I don't know who else to play. I mean, I'd rather, in that case, you get 5,000 less per player.
Well, you go to Bastoni. What are we talking about? The plus 460 goal odds.
Back, yeah. Bastoni's not bad. Then you get TAA. You can put Cruz.
Oh, I guess Perisic. We kind of haven't mentioned him. He's 6,600. And he has his moments. He's not. I wouldn't say he's the best. Most consistent player, but
yeah, Perisic, not bad. Yeah, Barella, Perisic. Yeah, I mean, so, I think that might be the way to go. So you get you can make a Dzeko, Lautaro, Çalhanoğlu, Perisic, Barella lineup with Bastoni and Nuno Mendes, and then you have money for a goalie. So hey, but that's not a cash lineup. That's probably
no.
The people like me that I do like 3 entries for the GPP, like one of them is going to be like that, and the other two are not going to have any Inter. So I guess overall they're going to be like 20-30% owned. But you know, like not much in cash. I feel that people is going to either stack them or because it's hard to use any of those pieces over the other players. I mean, Hakan seems like the only cash search. So probably Çalhanoğlu is going to be pretty popular. He's going to be high on percentage. And everybody else is going to be, you know, probably he's going to be the highest owned player in this slate, I think. So maybe Messi. I don't know. What do you think?
I'd say Messi will be the highest owned player. That just like he's below 10,000. Neymar's not playing. It just makes sense.
It does. So I think Messi and Hakan both very high, and then everybody else's. So we'll see. All right, talk about goal. Any other one you like? I don't like anyone else.
Because I mean, I originally was, you know, considering. I don't know, actually, maybe I wasn't considering. I threw a rough lineup together, but I had a Pass Veeren for Ajax, but I don't like that one at all. So I'm not gonna say that. Maybe Diego Costa. Like we've been on Porto here against AC Milan, but if we're thinking goals in that match, probably not.
Yeah. I like Kovel. If you have the money, I think that Dortmund's goalie might make sense. It feels that, you know, we'll see. Anyone else, I mean.
Well, what are your thoughts on Oblak against Liverpool?
I'd rather not pay the money. I mean, yeah. Sometimes one of the infuriating things about DraftKings is that the salaries are so tight that you win the game by goalie. And that's a position that is less predictable. So it's not a skilled game. It's just, oh, I got this goalie, got 20 points, and you got a goalie and got 5 points. So you are losing. So in this case, I'd rather not lose the game in the goalie. I mean, say I'm going with the cheapest. I have money to put elsewhere. And I'm not sure the Oblak is going to give me more points than Sheriff Guy. I just don't know. I mean, can Atletico lose 1-0? Totally. Or 1-1? I mean, I see that game can be 1-1. I mean, if it's a 0-0, I mean, I just my perspective, I mean, I know more about Atletico than most of the team just because I follow, right?
Yeah.
So considering like Klopp comes from losing against Atletico on a knockout round. They lost because they were too open at home when Marco Llorente and Morata, they go, obviously Van Dijk wasn't there, but you know, by running at the counter, they damage Liverpool. So is Liverpool going to be as high up away from home? Why? I mean, I just feel like Liverpool, when they play away from home against a tough team, they are more conservative, a little bit like. So is going to be a lot of shots on goal? Not sure. But if it's 1-0, I mean, it's a normal game. You have like 4 or 5 shots on target. Once it goes in, I mean, how much Oblak can give you? I'd rather gamble with Sheriff, you know?
Yeah, I actually like Piatov here for Shakhtar. So he's 4,000, and we've already seen, you know, Real Madrid struggle and get a ton of shots. They're at home. So that's, you have at least that going for you compared to Tiraspol. You're paying $400 more, but I kind of like that.
Yeah. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. So, yeah, definitely. Absolutely. I'm putting all my
eggs in that one.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Gulashi. Maybe it's a good idea to play him, but I don't know. I feel like Leipzig still needs to figure out with the new coach, with Jesse March and everything, to gamble there. So I'd rather go with the shots. I'd rather I like Piatov, definitely. Whatever the name of the Sheriff Tiraspol goalkeeper is.
Athanasidacius. There you go.
All right, thank you. Anyhow, but I like that. I like those two. Just looking for shots. I mean, I feel that. Hey, even if Sheriff loses, I mean, if they get, let's say, on average, let me just look at the logs. Even lower teams, right? So, do you see how many shots on target they have? So 10, 3, 6, 3, then it's no more data. I mean, this probably these games, they didn't have data on it, because I remember watching the Zagreb game. I mean, they had shots. So you have a team at home. Inter can put, like, I don't know if you have the over-under, so, I mean, but the implied goals are high. So let's say there are 3 goals for Inter. That's usually, in expected goals per match, is 0.3. So let's say you get 6-7 shots on target. They score 2 goals. You have a negative. You have a net of 3 saves, 6 points. 6 points for a 3.6 seems fair. If you wanna, if you, you can get 10 points for Handanovic, and he's almost 6. So his value per dollar seems very similar. And I don't get any upside on Handanovic. With us, I get a lot of upside with Piatov and our Anastasis, whatever.
Yeah. As Andrew would say, this is the most anyone has ever talked about goalkeepers on a DraftKings slate. So
definitely
good way to end out here. But if you have any questions for us, you can find us on Twitter. Luis is at PacheGoal. I am at RotoZadroic. You can also find us in the RotoWire Discord. If you're a subscriber, go to rotowire.com/chat to get a free trial, free 10-day trial without a credit card. You can go to rotowire.com/soccer trial. And that includes all the content at RotoWire, not just soccer. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe to our channel. If you're listening, please rate and review. Again, thank you to So Rare for sponsoring. And Luis, thank you for the show. Good luck on Tuesday. And we will be back tomorrow to preview Wednesday slate.
Good luck to everybody. Good luck to you. And yeah, we'll see when we get salaries. So.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.